And that is an option, unless we find some other means of other revenues. You know, maybe the elected officials may get together and, hey, want to give up a portion of their maybe they want to give up a portion of their funds or revenues to assist the sheriff. I don't see that happening because their revenues are down too. So it's an unfortunate situation. And I'm not looking at a long term. I'm just saying that we may have to close it for a year or two in order for us to get our bearing again and then bring it back. But that is an option that we need to look at. You know, with the governor avenues of changing the from detention to therapeutic, you know, many juvenile detention centers are closing around the state. I've talked with several judges who have faced the same thing with the money woes that they've had and have been forced to close those facilities. You know, and again, we could you know, partner with them to receive some of their juveniles, but it's just not getting the same amount of revenues that we were, you know, getting in previous years. And it's just an uphill battle. It's an uphill battle that we're losing. And so, again, that is an option that we have to look at. It's not a cash cow, but at the same time, we can't continue to let it drain us either.